kombucha. My sandals, knowing you'll be pissed, I'll get that house for sure. That's what walls are for.
Oh, that was a great line. That's what walls are for.
The title of this episode, actually, That's What Walls Are
That's
For.
That's What Walls Are For.
God. The shadiness.
I gotta say, Kim Plath is a reprehensible human being, mm-hmm. but...
Keep going.
That's the statement. that's it. No... No, it's that I really enjoy her being horrifically awful to Barry.
Oh, it's great.
Because I really do feel like he completely starved her for years.
He starved her for any attention. Yes.
Yeah. And just like the fact that she doesn't have to listen to him prattle on anymore and be weird and corny. And pretend to laugh at his jokes anymore. It's just like that scene, that scene when she was cooking breakfast. He was like, blah, 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 just like, and she's like, blah, 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 just diary of the mouth. And she would normally have to comment, and now she's just like silent.
She's like, I'm exhausted. It's this.
Oh, there's no kombucha? Y'all, she was using that kombucha against him.
Yes, it's almost as if it's like when you saw. It's like what they've done is with Angela Jolie and Maleficent, they've humanized one of the greatest villains in reality TV because you have this back and forth of her being horrible, but then her being shady as fuck to this man who's probably, like we've said, probably worse than her.
Yeah. Well, it's a different kind of cruelty for her. Hers is she is extremely hurt and had a shitty childhood, and she's moving. She's living out of fear and trying to control it. He is basing everything on this kind of religious hierarchical bullshit where he stays in power, but trying to do it non-threateningly, which is even worse. I don't know.
It's insidious.
I hate them both, but I really enjoy her being awful to him.
I'm gonna tell you, if they put like on a $20, if they just filmed them in mediation, I'd pay $20 for an hour.
Just
of that.
A hidden camera, just hearing him make horrible jokes, and they always say, or he especially is like, we don't hate each other. Blah, blah, blah. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Just be small about it.
Well, Kim even says, we don't hate each other.
Yet.
Y'all, this is Welcome to Plathville, Season 6, Episode 9. That's What Walls Are For.
I got to say, I really do think production is starting to troll the Plaths. It feels like a complete... Now, the whole thing with... I think they are still focused on trying to get Moriah in a good light. Mm-hmm. But I think they are done with Mama and Papa Plath. They are done with trying to make them seem like reasonable people.
Yeah.
They're done with that.
Yeah, I agree.
Now it's just... and now they're kind of interested in Micah and Veronica. But who is wearing one of the, not this episode, but the next episode when there's the preview. Did you see that horrible bow in her hair that looked like a fundamentalist Mormon?
Yeah.
And that black dress that looked like she was going to, I don't know, homecoming?
She gives a vibe where, y'all, because we find out in this episode, she's totally integrated with the family at this point.
Which... That was quick.
It was so we didn't. Well, I guess because they wanted to keep it private, we didn't see it for a while.
I kind of I kind of wish we'd have seen a little bit of the first meeting. I can't, just on phone cams or something like that.
Yeah. It, although next week looks great when you have her trying to set a table with Mama Plath.
Oh, God, she's such a bitch. She's just a passive aggressive bitch. Just like, eh.
I will say, maybe it was the lighting in this house, but her makeup was less, it was not good, but it was, I don't have a comment about it.
It was less egregious.
And there was something less, I don't have a comment now.
You mean Mama Plath's?
Yes, Mama Plath. If you're watching, go to Erica Taylor's TikTok or Instagram immediately.
She's never going to do that.
I think she would because she's, because now, if she, y'all, because the rumors are she's single from Ken now. And they're not.
Lord.
If she's out there wild and woolly,
please find a woman.
Oh, yes. Kim Platt.
Please find a woman who will kind of like turn you out, teach you about all types of the ins and outs of lesbian sex.
Yeah, like a nice lesbian. Her name's like Santo or something. Just like
Santo?
I don't know. Like just, you have a name, or Santo, it's like just a name that's not like, I don't know, like Brick. What's your girlfriend's name? Brick. Like, she needs that type of turnout.
Oh, you think she needs, like, a butch lesbian?
Oh, like, yeah, just a butch lesbian to just turn her out.
Diesel Dyke.
I'm attracted. I know some, Poodle and I've had moments where we meet really butch lesbians, and I'm like, oh, you could peg the fuck out of me.
What was it? Tiff from The Ultimatum, Queer Love.
Ooh. Fuck. They were hot.
Tiff, Mal.
Ooh.
They were all shitty though. horrible people.
Yeah, but they could have, I would have yowled like a cat in heat with her pegging me. Just
Anyway, they want someone, I know it's hard to believe, they probably want someone a little more feminine. I know.
Never enough.
It's never enough.
Never enough. Oh, and there are going to be some comments this episode, I'm sure, about certain musical choices, which I'm sure we're going to get to. Before that, shall we jump in? Any announcements? Are we good?
Not really.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Let's just do it.
There was something I was going to talk about that was like, that kind of broke, some news broke, but I don't think, I'll just do it on the
About Plathville?
No.
Oh.
Just the reality show.
Oh, okay.
I'm watching The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's messy.
Have you watched?
Not yet. No, but I'm actually kind of saving it for, I'm probably going to save it for a plane ride.
Oh, it's so good. The problem is you can't really, they've all had the same surgery. So you really,
Same surgeon.
Yes, it's really, they probably all go to Beauty Lab. So it's really hard to tell them apart.
Oh, no,
it's
no
really
one is hard.
Difficult.
Blonde Mormon women, I don't know.
Even the non-blondes, it's hard to tell them apart. There's actually, there's actually fewer blondes than you'd imagine.
But they all get fake boobs. They all get nose jobs. It's very,
it is so fucking messy. One of the women is the one who did a TikTok dance. It's all about mom talk, y'all. Mom talk. Uh-huh. She did a TikTok dance and when she was in the ICU with her baby, had RSV. And the baby's right there. She did a TikTok dance. Now, I know she's like, it was kind of a joke, and I was trying to get people kind of like just not to think about it. It was like, and I'm like, I get it, but you have to think about the optics of that and just, I die laughing about it.
What an idiot.
Just the baby's right there. The baby has survived.
Well, I'm glad that would
anyway
not be good.
But it's interesting. I cannot look away. It is a car crash that I cannot look away from. Let's talk about this show, though. Some more religious fundamentalism.
Yes. So let's talk about.
We're in Tamps.
Yeah, we're in Tamps.
At
the
Plath rental.
First. Yes. And so everybody's coming to her video. The devil wears a suit and tie. A lot of people.
I think devil in a suit and tie.
Oh, devil in a suit and tie. Some people are speculating that this was her dance partner.
I think that's a good theory.
Because it talks about dancing with the devil. And yeah. So, because we've learned from Moriah's lyrics.
Her metaphors aren't that deep.
Yeah, there's not subtlety.
I'm in a circus. Yeah.
Like a ringleader with a whip, and you whip me, but you didn't whip me, but you whip me.
I'm I'm like the ball that the seal is bouncing on his nose. And there's a clown over here.
Bounce, 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 bounce. I'm bouncing with clowns, clowns, clowns.
I'm never going to get this popcorn out of my face, out of my teeth. Yeah, the metaphors aren't great.
No.
So I got to say, we learned an appalling thing about we've learned about the way the Plaths grew up. They're sitting there, and Mama Plath is talking to Moriah, and she says, "Oh, I always forget about the dishwasher. I guess because we didn't have one growing up." I went, "What? There were 11 people living in your house, and you didn't have a fucking dishwasher."
Barry didn't want it. I bet you Barry didn't want to pay for it and just let her wash all those dishes.
Can you imagine the dishes? 11 people.
That would be a lot.
She's like, we had a lot of dishwashers. We had Ethan. We had Micah. We had Moriah. And she's like, but no one ever wanted to do anything.
Just me.
Just, can you imagine? Every meal, the dishes in the sink would be overflowing.
Lydia did so many dishes. Y'all. Cinderella.
This is so stupid. They could have totally afforded a dishwasher.
They could have. Even my neighbor here has a portable dishwasher.
So this is those don't work.
I don't want to talk about it because hers works excellent.
Oh, I'll never be in an apartment now without one. I will never ever be in an apartment without one now. I don't know how I did it before.
Nice for all of us that have to scrub our dish. A lot of people
in Los Angeles don't have dishwashers.
Hot dishwasher.
This is the first apartment I lived in Los Angeles with a dishwasher. It was standard wherever else I lived. Anyway,
we need to move on.
Let's go on. So the whole family's coming to help with the video, except for Cassia and Mercy because. We're filming in a bar. Perish the thought. What would happen? What's to become of the children if they enter a bar?
I think Mercy would have came alive.
Like, they're filming, so they're not actively. I think they've had to rent this place, so there's not going to be actual customers in the place.
Well,
right?
if they're looking at that bar and looking at that temptation, that could get. The devil could whisper in their ear, Brother Jaybird.
This is so naive.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
Anyway.
Of
course, Kim is like, I know Ken would love to be here, but, you know, it's just as well. They'd probably go to fisticuffs.
Just kidding.
I love that.
I'd love to watch Barry and Ken just, like, hitting each other for my benefit.
Yeah, like blood splattering everywhere and every time.
Ken would wipe that smirk off his face.
So Barry and
Ethan. Then he'd go home and plow me.
All right. Okay. That's true, though. No, he wouldn't do that. She hasn't had an orgasm in 20 years, thanks to Barry Plath. All right. And so.
I would say she's never had one.
Yeah.
I would say that sexually, anything, I guarantee you, her early sexual experiences this is not a stretch. We're not pleasant.
No.
And we're not about her.
We're not about her.
Like most women.
I don't want to have empathy for her. We have to move on.
Isn't it rough?
Yeah.
The show it's because she's surrounded by fucking Barry.
I know. He's worse. Yeah. So they're
They're figuring out sleeping arrangements.
As she said, they're staying the night, but not together. And so
she keeps saying it like, and it's almost like kind of kinky. Like she's like, I told Ken that like, blah, 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 I'm staying in my, but not together.
not together.
Because I'm a jokester.
Oh, there's no issue. I just want to be at peace and own 90% of my properties. Kim, but she says, well, Mariah just offered, Mariah's, they all get there. Mariah's like, well, you can just take mom's room. And Kim's like,
That's amazing. Did you see her? Did you see her just like, she just went, well, I'll have to move all my stuff out.
And I'm like, bitch, that's that. Mariah still got that man thing if you do everything for dad.
Yep, she does. They were talking about it. Where is this thing about?
Oh no!
I switched because the Micah Veronica stuff. I put that. There it is. I found it. They're talking about Barry's like, well, I've just I think my destiny is the futon tonight. And they look kind of they're talking about the music video, and she's like, and Ethan's, by the way, is there as well because they all kind of show up.
He looks good.
He looks like he's eating now.
Yeah, he looks good.
Yeah. She's like, Mariah's like, if you have any comical ideas, I'm like, honey, he's dead inside.
Or not dead, or dead, or dark. He's got like dark energy that's trying to get out.
It's the thing about it is, Olivia opened up his world away from something. I know it seems like that it wasn't a lot, but for him, it was.
Guys.
I was going to say, once you take it away, you got to have something else to fill it. And he is just, when it says, Ethan, with your con, they're like, oh, this guy's always a jokester. And Ethan's looking over there like the corpse bride. Just like, but the corpse bride at least has a sense of humor.
yes. He even says, I'm impressed that my parents could even stay under one roof. And then he says, I don't know how my dad is doing it.
Well, he's still got a lot of ill will against his mom.
He still really hates his mom. And he says, I do have ill will towards my mom, but we're going to talk about it's getting – or I don't have ill will, he says, but I know there's some mending to do. And they all are just kind of staring, and Mariah is just talking nervously.
I have to ask, why are we letting Mariah run anything? She is completely irresponsible.
This is what happens. And we almost see a clip. We see Lydia just standing in the bar holding a drink, kind of looking like she's at like a first time at church meeting and doesn't know anyone. And because she has that look on her face, which to me says, yeah, if I organize this, see what it's like now, Mariah, when I'm not doing your fucking evil bidding, your side work.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens a lot.
Yeah, Lydia has to do it. Productions, someone has to be running everything, right? Someone's got to have a schedule with shooting.
I've
seen making the video.
Okay.
I've seen MTV's making the video. And someone has to be like saying, okay, or maybe it's going to be filmed on a flip phone. Or I don't know. Maybe it's going to be filmed on an iPhone. Probably. I don't know.
Very well could. I think I did
a razor.
Yeah. Yes. What are those things that everyone use? Not GoPro. Was it a GoPro? No, Flip. Remember Flips?
Yes.
Everybody loved Flip cameras.
I'm wondering who's in charge. Because Mariah obviously is just going to say, what if we do this? What if we did that? What if, hey, do something over here. Do something kind of funny. And it's going to be a fucking mess. And whoever edits this is going to do all the magic. It's going to be a fucking debacle.
It's going to be one of those music videos where they show the same shot like four times.
Yeah. And a lot of like outtakes. There'll be a lot of B-roll, a lot of bloopers.
We know because we've made this music video.
You're correct.
That is exactly our process of how we
don't plan either. That's how I know it. That's how I know.
You were describing. I was like, "Why does this feel so familiar?" Yeah,
that's why.
Literally, we have no direction. But Poodle's going to walk into an alley in a dress and be slutty. Action.
Yeah. And now, then you say, "Do something artsy." And I look usually at the sun, put my hand up. Cinema verite. So I liked it how now Kim is just using, because there's no kombucha, she's using it as a weapon against Barry. It's like, oh, no kombucha here? Oh, okay.
Fuck off, Barry.
Can we just do the little, because it was a small little section between Micah and Veronica before them coming there.
Oh, I fell asleep.
I just wanted, this filled in some information.
Yes.
That we find out that Veronica.
She's coming to Tamps with him for the video.
And she's met the Plast. She says, they're like my second family. I love them all deeply.
And I'm so, like, oh, this is okay.
This isn't, the reason why this feels abrupt is we have seen literally no footage of her interacting with the family because she just recently decided to be on camera. So it feels not earned. Yeah. And it also feels like she's a little crazy for saying that. But I think maybe there's a world where she has spent, let's say, many weekends with these people. I'm sorry she has to, but anyway, but she says in Micah, in a shady move, the Platts are so fucking petty and shady. They really are. I think they do really do get it from both Barry and Kim are like that. And Micah's like, one of the most important things for me is how someone gets along with their family. Hint, hint, Olivia. He didn't say it, but that was basically, or he did say what I've learned with Ethan and Olivia.
Yeah, he did say
and,
that.
And Veronica said, so Micah told me about how he grew up, and I did not believe it. This idea of 100% no sugar. And she's like, but now I do. He was, we all the Plath kids, y'all, were basically born at home. And they joke that Micah's only 7 years old because he just got his birth certificate 7 years ago.
That's fucking shady.
There is, well, I think he had to have it maybe for production. That's why.
Yeah. They didn't want these people registered.
I know, it's crazy. The government will find out. So he's like, the weirdest thing is, what did you think about her saying, pick out my wardrobe? I thought it was,
It felt like something from like a Sharon Stone movie, like it does. Sliver 2.
Something feels Sliver 2, Sliver it again. can you see my sliver? Oh, I am loopy today.
Yeah,
you are.
Did you get banged?
No, but I'm just like, I haven't slept a lot.
It's the heat.
Yeah, it's all, everything. There's a weird, wild energy right now in Los Angeles.
No, there's
so hot.
Not. It's the you.
Maybe it's me.
You are a true Southern person where the heat makes you go crazy.
Oh, my God. I'm Maggie the cat right now.
You are like Rue McClanahan when they had a heat wave on Golden Girls. You can't. Yeah. Please, can you just crawl on something and just sit on it today?
Just need a man to come in my window.
Okay.
And hopefully Big Daddy won't see.
Oh, you're calling it now your window instead of your chocolate starfish.
So there's something that is kind of like power play-ish.
Where yeah, she's like when she out, said, oh, isn't that funny where your Spartan metal hangs is where we used to hang clothes.
I don't love it when people communicate like that.
Are you going to develop conspiracy theories about her?
No, I feel like there's a way it's a coyness, but it's not, it doesn't seem friendly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and maybe it's too that she's uncomfortable on camera and doesn't know
that. That is true. It's just some things are just, and I think there's it's okay to be back and forth with people, but there's an edge to it that kind of puts me off. I don't know what it is about her. I don't know her backstory well enough. They haven't set it up, and it feels like she's just a red herring.
I can understand that.
Anyway, and her in that kind of like metallic eyeshadow that doesn't really match her face.
Less said the better. But she seems nice. We wish them the best. Let's go back to the Plaz, shall we?
Yes. Where are we? The next morning, Kim's cooking a breakfast. And that's when she says, it's been a while since Barry and I slept in the same roof, but you know, what the walls are for.
Smile.
And Barry's like, I'm sorry, I couldn't wait. I had to get my sausage, egg, and cheese, and the kombucha bar was open, and blah, blah, blah. And then I saw someone. And y'all, she's not even looking at him. No,
I said, as she did, but she didn't even do that. Just
silence.
Silence. Just kind of like, I imagine that the only thing I thought, it was silence like when Poodle whispered aloud about Sandy Duncan's eye, and then she turned around and said, yes, I have a glass eye. And did everybody just stop in this weird, awkward silence?
Yes, it was that kind of silence. So she said, yeah, it's this one. Because, you know, I can't whisper. My whisper is always a stage whisper.
I wish I could have seen your face when that happened.
She has a glass. That's Sandy Duncan's right there. Yeah, it's this one. I think if I told Sandy Duncan that story today, she would think it was funny. Maybe.
Maybe.
Anyway, there is this really, Mariah calls Kim into the room. This is a really tough scene.
This is actually.
And
also really beautiful when you think about where their relationship is as mother and daughter.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I actually said, wow, Mama Plath kind of handled this well.
I thought she handled it really well. So we find out, y'all, that when Mariah gets stressed, she has alopecia and she starts losing her hair. And if you remember, they talked about it like on season one or two.
Yeah.
But she lost her hair as a kid for like 4 years of her life.
I think that might have been with Joshua.
Oh, yeah. Joshua is the baby that was killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
And it is, yeah, so it's just this physical manifestation that she has. And so,
and especially when she's like, I think that heartbreak triggers it. So basically any emotions. It's a shame that we couldn't actually go to a therapist, because we could have maybe figured this out and have some tools to do that. Use our BetterHelp code, Mariah. Kim is trying to even say, we've done everything we can, researched, and I'm like, or you could have brought her to a specialist. Kim is saying, but regardless, in the meantime, I'm so proud of you, and you're so brave by going out there and make a music video about it. You're strong, and I'm proud of you. And Mariah says, that's what I needed to hear. I love you, Mom.
And this is crying.
You know, with a whole family who's kind of like marketed looks are about their blonde hair. And it's just, I can't even imagine.
Well, and Kim says, you know, at the end, which is foretelling, because I thought, are we finally going to find out what happened? Because she says, and the next time you date someone, we're doing a full background check.
I think it's a good idea.
You've said that to me.
I think she's got a really, Mariah's got a really bad picker. I think all the Plaths, there's a blindness to your gut feelings, especially when you're in evangelicalism.
Yeah.
It sometimes happens. You will believe what someone says.
You're taught to not trust your instincts, because your instincts are sinful.
Right. And you will believe anything. Any someone who is like presents themselves as either godly or a good person, you immediately believe it. But especially if they say anything about religion.
Yeah.
You're going to believe it.
You're going to believe
and
it.
And you you don't trust your gut instincts. And Kim says, maybe this video will give her closure and her body will relax and her hair will start growing back again. And I was like, maybe,
Maybe.
Let's hope so. She even says, even though I'm not completely healed, I can't imagine where I'd be if I hadn't written this album. I could see a million therapists and they'd help some, but I'd still go home and write a song about it. I would love for you to see a million therapists.
You'd write better songs.
Or I don't, maybe, but at least you would know, you would have some tools of coping other than songwriting, which that's a great tool. It's like journaling, but it, you need to know yourself more.
Yeah.
And some of the things with like what kind of makes me nervous is she's always like, you know, I just have to get through it. I have to get through it. And that's never good because you're never going to get, you're never going to, without any type of actualization, you'll never know you're through.
Well, at this point, that's not good. I think when that, but yeah, I agree. I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying like when it first happens, yes, that is like with my dad's death, with my breakup, it was just like, I can't actually process this right now. I just need to kind of get through it. Those are like when the wound happens.
Right.
This is like a year later.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. There should be a little bit more like I'm not saying grief should be done, but I'm just saying there should be a little bit more of not just powering through it.
Yeah.
But asking what's the lesson in this?
So they're listening to later on, they're listening in the studio, which is a kind of a nice studio in Tampa where they are.
The engineer's hot.
Oh God, he is hot. His name is Cliff. I don't know why they didn't give him a Chiron.
That is a name that I never associate with a hot person because I think of Cliff from
it's
Cheers.
True.
The postal worker, you know?
Yeah, Cliff Clavin, yes.
Yeah, Cliff Clavin, the guy that, what is he in Toy Story? He's one of the things in Toy Story.
Oh, what is he? Is he the dinosaur?
No, that is the guy.
This
that was
is infuriating.
That was the guy.
Who, listen to
that's the guy who was in The Princess Bride.
Is he the pig? This people are freaking the fuck out. This is not helpful because people who are Pixar whores are going to be losing their minds over this. Please do it so people don't come for us.
Now, Wallace Shawn is
Wallace
Rex.
Shawn, yeah, from My Dear with Andre.
Is, and John Ratzenberger is Ham, which I believe is the
pig.
Yeah.
Oh, that was close.
Okay. That was.
Why don't we just talk about Disney next and have people come for us? God. Anyway, so she basically says they're playing this song September and Mo Rayah said, this is the song that's going to basically say the most about it. So I think this is the most we're ever going to find out about it, y'all.
Not the Earth, Wind, and Fire version.
No. This one is full of obvious metaphors. She says, we found out, and I called it, they said he didn't know if it's a girlfriend. I'm like, he was married. For certain, this guy was married.
But I said girlfriend or a wife, and they had a child. Married.
Yeah. So anyway, she says,
and I kind of found this out, and I went, that's it. This is what men do. Welcome to the world.
Wow.
I was like, this could be worse.
Wow. Boy.
But is this
glad you're not bitter.
But is this finally, you know what Mariah needed?
This is what
needed?
Men do?
Well, hey, is this what Mariah needed? Did she
need? Sound like Lydia.
It's true. Oh, God. But I
no, I was talking about Lydia from
From Family Chantel. Uh-huh. Do you feel like secreto? Sorry, I just had to say it. But do you feel like you said Mariah needed to be gutted? Her hair is falling out. Like
this
do you
is
think this is it. But sadly,
yeah.
I don't feel like it's the only one.
I agree. There's going to be one every 4 or 5 years. You know why? Because she won't actually solve the problem.
I don't think she's going to be happy until she finds love when she's a sexy grandma.
You know, the thing is, she's an alien. Mariah is an alien put into, who has put on a human skin in this family.
Mm.
And because she's very different than them.
Yeah,
she is. Sees the world differently. She needs to find a new fucking family and a new group of friends. She needs to get out of the South. She needs to experience the world. Actually,
she needs to travel.
Yeah. And I think that might do it, but she needs a really, she needs a lot, but she's an alien who's put on a human skin, and that's why she doesn't really know how to act in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't belong in this family. But they've kind of taught her how to act. They've taught her how to act like a human, yeah. But it's not really failing. It's kind of failing her. So, we find out, she said, I was constantly left hanging, waiting for a lot of promises that weren't kept. And she said, the album is a letter to him, and I need him to hear these songs. A guy like this, y'all, isn't going to think twice. He's going to blink when he hears this.
This guy's probably a narcissist, like a lot. He's an asshole if he's doing this. So this guy has mental issues.
Yeah.
And I wrote that too, is, again, you're going to get no, here's the deal. She's going to get no closure from that because he's going to hear it. And chances are, sometimes they do, but maybe 10% of the time, but the rest of the time, they're not going to acknowledge or validate any of your feelings.
You're not getting any closure from him.
It's actually going to probably make it worse.
So Mariah has to leave the room. When people talk about this,
it's so, God, go to fucking therapy.
And the engineer goes after, I'm like, is he trying to fuck her? That was my favorite first thought.
Yes, I thought that too. Yes, he is. That's what's going to happen. Is he going to go fuck her? They probably made out at least once, and now she's confused about
it. I know. It's that's what I'm saying. It gets worse and worse.
You know, because I've
been there. Because that's a move I would do. Wow. Oh, and part of me would know that he would follow me, which is why I would do it. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Your words.
Anyway, so they're talking about, Barry said, from what Mariah told me, it's like he would come and go. There were times when he was outside of her apartment and like, oh, you didn't answer your phone quick enough.
This all came from Veronica, actually. So Veronica.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
She was saying that. So I just bring that up because Veronica was texting with her. So she's very close to the family at this point.
And he's like, yeah, you didn't answer your phone quick enough. So I left.
And Veronica's like, we don't even think now he was even there. He was just playing mind games with her.
This is cuckoo controlling behavior.
Yeah, this is like sociopathic, crazy shit.
So anyway, he basically says, one time where she got dressed up to go somewhere and he would cancel randomly. And she's like, Veronica says, I don't even think I had the intent of going. So yeah, mind games. And the other thing is he wanted her to be private about this relationship, obviously, because he had a child with another woman. And
been there with them DL guys. Been there.
And here's the interesting thing.
That's what they called me in my 30s. Don't ask questions. Because I never did.
Yeah. We got to get you. Does anybody know where we can buy a picker? Amazons don't work. We need a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so... Ethan was the one who, she said, Ethan found out this was the guy who was keeping her from the family and also from him, Ethan says. And at the very end, she found out that he actually had another girl who was either his girlfriend or his wife, but he also had a kid with this other woman. And anyway, they're basically talking and Barry's like, I met him once and I've never met a master deceiver like that. Anyone could fool you, Barry. That's
Master
the thing.
Deceiver is a bad man. That's how that I feel like that his terminology just seems
a master deceiver.
It felt like he was a fucking Jedi or something talking about. Sith.
It feels like he talks about Satan. That's the way he was talking about him. And he's like, I've met him, and he was like, I talked with him for like 3 hours. I was really impressed.
Well, and Ethan says, well, he was also keeping her from the family. That's why a lot of the brothers didn't meet him. Of course, yeah. Mike is like, yeah, I would have seen through it. I'm like, yeah.
No, none of you would have.
None of you would have. You would have been like,
all of you, you all. Are babes in the woods. Anyway, so, and then.
Yeah, because they are all taught just to blindly trust people until they show you differently.
And anyway, Mariah just left. And said the family said, we did some digging, but no answers needed, no questions asked, just leave. Come here. At least that was there. So Ethan.
They literally just looked on his Instagram and scrolled down a little bit and they went, hey, Mariah.
No, Veronica did it. Veronica did a little bit of work. And they're like, you can do that?
It's literally just scrolling down. She just looked at his earlier feed from like 2 years ago and went, I think this is his wife and his kid.
We just did a reverse image search. And the class go, what?
What?
That's like, I'm Yolanda. I'm not familiar.
Not familiar.
That dumb bitch.
Oh, God.
He's Williams. what a search. What is that?
I want her on the single life so badly.
Oh, God. So Ethan's going to sing a song with her, which is interesting because I think of all the Plath kids, he has one of the better voices.
Yeah, it's untrained, but it's a pretty voice.
But it's a pretty voice. And
he tries to affect it and make it sound like Johnny Cash. I would love for you to get a hold of him and find his true voice.
But it's like a nice...
wind up just banging.
His is less affected than like Lydia's or even Moriah's.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think I don't make the same jump because they don't have good voices.
Yeah.
Where he does.
He said, I haven't sung in 6 years because the music stopped when Olivia and I got married. She told me I didn't have a good voice.
I don't believe that.
I wonder if she said it in a different way.
I don't think she said, that is not Olivia. That is not who just say you don't have it. She might have said something like, hey, I think you should take some voice lessons. I think it would help you. And he probably took like it that. As I don't have a good voice.
Something like that.
Do you believe it? I don't.
I don't think she said it in those words.
Yeah.
I don't think that doesn't sound like something she was, or she was doing it. What Olivia does do is sometimes she starts teasing people and it can be mean. Like she teased him early in their relationship.
Yeah.
When we saw, and so it may have had something to do with that. I think, and that came from being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she does that though. She tells us she kind of teases and ribs people.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see her saying something like that, but he's so sensitive, he can't take anything as a joke.
No.
So that's how I saw it. Yeah. Okay. But she probably thought didn't know it meant that much to him.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, he says, and Barry's like, the children long for the time we had a family band because that was a simpler time. This, like, nostalgia, y'all, isn't real. It was a simpler time because you were all fake and didn't...
And sheltered.
And sheltered and smiley about all the shit you didn't talk about.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it was a simpler time. Now it's complicated because it's realer.
It's also just your childhood, usually, if you're lucky, is a, quote, simpler time because you're not paying bills. It's
Mine
not for
wasn't.
A lot of people. But, all right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Ethan's like, there's some things that could only be expressed by music. So
I agree with.
Ethan wants to talk about singing together with the family again. So who knows?
That's what draw me to singing is that when I was young, the only way I could like process my feelings was singing.
Oh, same way with piano. When I was younger, I was just like feeling my feelings.
Yeah,
that was the way I had to do it.
Our magical gay rooms.
Yes. You want to go to LA?
Yes.
And speed dating? Oh my God. I have so much secondhand embarrassment already. I climbed inside myself this entire sequence. I've never done speed dating.
I want to ask. I did it once. A friend and I... Like back in the day, it was when Groupon really became popular. He's like, let's do it. I don't remember any of it. It was so
It seems like the exact opposite of something you wouldn't want to do.
No, I actually was kind of looking for, I think I would do it again. It was just so quick. I would do it again because it's like you do, you're meeting someone in person and you can quickly learn things about them, AKA Connor, who's going to murder people. I think
he was just on camera and fucking with people. But
you're going to get that sense. I want to ask you though, more importantly.
The other guy, I had a problem with the guy with daredevil glasses.
Oh yeah.
I was like, is he blind?
I want to know for you, what would be the perfect way to speed date for you?
Could we speed fuck?
Okay. speed fucking.
Or maybe you do one thing with someone else, uh-huh. And the next person you do, like you make out with one person, the next person you just play with their nipples, and the next person is oral.
Okay, you know what? I think you could probably do this on a playground. You could get on one of those like
yes.
tilt-a-whirl things. You could hold onto the bars with your
Lazy
ass
Susan.
Up, and they could just spin you around.
Love this idea. Now, see, this is the kind of speed dating I could do. Fuck talking.
Oh, there's the cowbell. Got to move on. Ding, 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 ding.
Did we get a match? Oh, wait. You mean like, how about this? The STD results came back.
Yep. You all have syphilis now.
Here's the problems I have with it. You're going to have the same conversations with all these different people. You're not going to, and the time limit won't really allow you to do anything. I think the best thing about it is it's a way to meet a lot of different people in a quick way.
Yes.
But I don't know if volume helps. It's quality. That's what I'm thinking about. I would need to know how these people do. Did you have fun because did you think any of these people were interesting or you can't even remember?
I think I would have more fun. I can't even remember. I think this was literally when I was in that toxic friendship with another narcissist who was a not great person. And y'all just, it's just a history.
That picker.
And this was just a friend / business partner. Cash, it didn't go well. But he wanted to go and he put so much pressure on it.
Uh-huh, I bet.
Which made me not put pressure on it. So I think I kind of had more fun with it.
Yeah.
I think I would have even more fun with it now because now I just feel better about myself, the way I look, my body. Like I feel more confident. So I don't know. I'd be open to it, but I don't want to do it right now. But, you know, with this whole demisexual thing, like the apps are hard. Takes a while on me to like build a connection with an app with somebody just even to fuck.
I'm never going to. Is the demisexual stuff going to go away?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I just don't know if I can hear about it anymore. I'm just sad you ever learned the word. Because here we go. It's going to be all about that.
2023 was future faking. 2024 is demisexual.
demisexual stuff. It's always something. Always something. What's the next one? What's 2025?
Good point.
Lydia Grace is wanting to do the speed dating.
Okay.
And Lydia Grace says, I'm saying yes to experiences. I want more bookmarks in my book. And Libby's like, some might call that a body count.
Well, she goes on to say, there is a whole book that is left to be read. And I put bookmarks in it. And then I can look back on my life.
I do have to say that, like, that Olivia, that some might call that a body count. That's the kind of, like, mean ribbing that I'm talking about.
Oh.
She does that. And sometimes it's okay if people have a thick skin. Ethan doesn't have a thick skin. He doesn't have a skin.
He doesn't have a skin.
So
I should keep a book.
And she
you
says,
write down all the men you sleep with.
Oh, hell no. No. I can go to the apps for that. It's kind of like my own little black book. I'm like, oh, that one. But it's,
they should,
like,
let you make folders in the apps of like bang worthiest.
You can put a little note.
You can?
Yeah, you can add a little note. It says you can put like,
yeah,
say, really,
crazy
really good,
choked me but might kill me.
Yeah, my notes look like this. Hot guy, big dick, terrible personality, would see again.
After 10 p.m.
Yeah. 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 Sometimes it has their net worth. If I can find it.
All right.
So they are, she said, as I continue, she's like, I'm not looking to get matches. Olivia says this. As I continue to see Brendan. And she's like, I love the conversations, how we're going to change the world. It's so interesting because she, it does, because of her delayed adolescence, she feel it. She's 23. It does feel like she's like 16, 17.
Yeah. That's how I felt.
And
change the world a lot.
It's a great thing, she says. But she meets this, I call it daredevil glasses.
Yes.
And I went, I'm dying inside. And then Lydia Grace is talking to this guy, and he's like, holy I bug. Love to go hiking. And I went, kill me. Someone stab me in the face. But this is the thing about speed. This is the thing about speed dating, which I can't handle, is you're meeting. It's so much first date energy.
That's the thing, is I don't love all like the prepared questions and things like that. I try to like, I would try to like just be more present.
But it's hard to do that with people who are going to speed dating.
It is.
Yeah. And y'all, everyone in LA says, I like hiking. It's like we live in the fucking Pacific Northwest. They think it makes them authentic and approachable. Oh, no. And I want to say, I would like to say, I love binging ridiculous series about fundamentalist Mormons. And see, it wouldn't go over as well.
Probably not.
Probably, but it would be honest.
I love watching that documentary about the people that ate each other in Colorado.
Oh, God. It wasn't Colorado. It was California, Utah. Okay. Or Nevada.
Doesn't matter.
Anyway, the daredevil said, he's like, if you had one night with me, what would you want to do? She's like, anywhere. He's like, she's like, well, it has to be educational. And he's like, museums are boring. I'm like, what? Who are these people? That's the other thing. I feel like a lot of the dating pool you get at speed dating are questionable at best.
I mean, you've never done it, so you don't know.
That's
maybe
true.
Maybe we should have Christina come down, and maybe you and I'll go speed dating. And
Okay. I would do it for a bit. I also would do it. To make people as I would do it to throw out because what I do, that's like the guy with Jeffrey Dahmer. He threw that out to see if that person would pick up what they're putting down. I do that. I do that to see if someone's going to be shocked or if they can roll with me.
Yeah. Now, Lydia Grace got 3 matches and Olivia said, I got 0, but that's on me because I didn't like anyone because this just made Brendan look better.
I like the
nice guy.
You can tell the guy who was talking to Lydia Grace about George Washington. First, that's a strange choice.
That was a strange choice too.
But he's like, yeah, to make sure the teeth were wooden, and her horror because I guess George Washington's wooden teeth weren't covered in homeschooling.
I thought that was funny.
You didn't get it. He was doing good material.
Yeah, he was. That was Christian. He was cute.
It's all it takes for you, boy. No. You would match everybody.
Oh, everyone. That's what happened last time. I liked everyone and no one liked me back. I kept texting them like, did I get any matches yet? They're like, still no. The next day, really? Not one. Nope. Not one.
Oh, I would have said no matches just to power play them. Yeah. We should do that.
Yeah, but then I'd get the bartender, though, with no teeth and one eye, thought you were cute.
Oh, and that's the parrot. Yeah. The parrot on his shoulder. Mm. That's the show, I believe.
That's what walls are for.
I gotta say, we have maybe four or five more episodes. They usually do 13 mm-hmm. episodes, 13, 14, I think.
But yeah, I don't know how, what is it? It's not going to culminate in Mariah's music video. I would love, love if we start getting more divorce talk. That would be great.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I don't know if they'll, I don't know if they'll, I think it'll have to be one more. Maybe we would get another meeting with Olivia, and I don't think we would have to.
No, I think Olivia now and Ethan are done.
They're divorced.
Yeah. They'll probably make up one season or something like, oh, Mariah's in town and she wanted to hang out, but
do it, Olivia.
Agree. That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. Great episode.
That's
we're going to get.
Balls are for.
I have a feeling we might be having a Veronica Kim Plath theater next week because it looks very juicy. Anyway, y'all, you can also listen to. We just talked about it last week. It was a really, and y'all have the same response, really, truly riveting episode of Love After Lockup. So that's on this tier, y'all. I know some of you listen and don't watch, but I highly recommend last episode. I think you can stream it now on All Black, but it was so wonderful. So there's that.
Selling and heartbreaking.
Yes, heartbreaking. Selling Sunset. You've got it. We've just...
Oh, I know what I want to talk about. What? Life After Lockup, the couples have been released.
Oh, yes,
and a
yes,
trailer.
Yes.
That was what it was. You know who we have? Do you know?
Yeah, I posted it in our Facebook group. Did you not see?
I didn't see you post it.
Oh, my God.
Key Rock and Britney are back, for better or for worse.
And I went, oh, no, Jake's going to go off on Key Rock again.
But you did, too.
I did, too. I know, but you get really triggered by Key Rock.
Because he's abusive.
Yeah, it's a little scary. but there's some, we'll go into the next episode.
Kim and Joey.
Yeah, we're going to have that. Melissa Louie.
Melissa and Louie. And we're getting Rob and Teeny.
Yeah, I'm actually excited about Rob and Teeny because he's hot.
And those cameras, though. That's the other.
I know. I'm interested. And they're going to bring a little bit of Oklahoma crazy. Don't get it twisted.
That's true. And then I don't think there's anybody. Oh, we're getting Bianca and Daniel.
Yeah, Bianca and Daniel. And then we're getting we interview them. Very nice. They have all the kids.
Oh, Justine and Michael. God. And she's pregnant.
And he wants another kid. So, yeah, it's going to be, hopefully it'll be a good season. Life After Lockup, it's kind of like can be the happily ever after of Love After Lockup. But this season, actually, I'm here for Kim just to troll her cousin about, we're going to find out more. Our cousin's going to be like, yeah, remember you dated that other guy? Well, I slept with him too. And that's why he took his own life because he said he couldn't have me. And I said I could be with him.
Every story is sadder than the last.
Sadder. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually really, and we're also going to get Joan Cusack. Didn't we? Isn't she going to be there?
I did not see them.
I thought I could be making it up.
I would love them.
Anyway, it's going to be a good season. Y'all have got Selling Sunset. Y'all are enjoying that. You all have really taken to the idea of women wearing men's coats, and we appreciate it. But yeah, so check all that out. There is now that your kids are back in school and you have some fucking time to yourself, y'all don't do anything in a day. Fucking hire. Don't tell your husband. Just hire someone to clean your house and just sit and listen to us for 8 hours. You deserve it.
I agree.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, this is Reality Gaze reminding you one simple mantra. What is that, Poods?
That's what walls are for. And fuck the Plaths.
Fuck the Plaths. Kombucha.